The following is a Cryptocurrency Wire audio production. Cryptocurrency Wire is one of 50-plus trusted brands from the investor brand network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Thank you all for joining us for our interview with Mark, who is the co-founder of Upstream, and Keith, who is the CEO of Baustead Securities. The backstory here is that I originally reached out to Mark in September of last year to do a podcast interview after seeing a release about how a NASDAQ-listed company applied for dual listing on Upstream. So Keith and Mark, your companies recently announced that as a result of an introducing broker referral agreement with Merge, U.S. investors can now trade dual-listed U.S. and international securities on the Upstream retail trading platform. So, Mark, why don't you start by giving just a brief summary of Upstream and how working with Baustead Securities expands investor options?
Jonathan, thank you for having me. It's great to be here with Keith. We are really excited about our relationship with Baustead. I've known Keith for probably going on 15, 20 years now, and his firm has been so instrumental in small cap capital raising and capital formation that they were a perfect candidate to partner with Upstream. To give your listeners a little background, Upstream is the only national securities exchange in the world that's powered by the Ethereum blockchain. We're an affiliate member of what's called the World Federation of Exchanges. There's 250 around the world: New York, NASDAQ, Tokyo, London, Hong Kong. And us as an affiliate, we're the smallest, but what this enables us to do is adhere to the highest standards of investor disclosures and protections. And what's unique about our marketplace is that we're designed for the global audience to be able to come in and have access to issuers that trade on other primary markets, including the New York, NASDAQ, OTC, TSX, CSC, Euronext, and companies in Australia and other markets around the world. We take it as Americans that it for granted that it's very easy to download an app like from Robinhood or E-Trade or Fidelity and be able to open an account, but the rest of the world can't experience that. It's very difficult in order to place security transactions and to be able to buy stock. We are a direct-to-consumer marketplace. So what I mean by that is investors can connect directly to our exchange through an app by downloading it, being able to open an account, use a credit card, cash, cryptocurrency in the form of USDC stablecoin, or PayPal. And what is unique is there's no intermediaries, there's no market makers, there's no one selling order flow, there's no ability to have market manipulations like layering, spoofing, or icebergs, no wash trading. And most importantly, there's no ability to borrow or hypothecate, so there's no ability to short sell. It's the first time that we see a marketplace that's designed for retail investors to be able to trade in a fair, compliant, and transparent manner. Every trade is immutable and transparent on the blockchain, so investors can go and see the exact trade that occurred and not have to worry about double, triple printing. And for us, as an international market, we allow these global investors to be able to participate. But now by working with Baustead and working with Keith and his firm, by having the customers of their firm be introduced to our firm, to our market, it now will enable US citizens to be able to trade in a compliant manner. Just like if you were at Fidelity and trying to buy something on the London Stock Exchange, by working with Baustead, you'll have that capability to trade directly with us here at Upstream.
That's tremendously exciting. So Keith, could you just tell us a little bit about Baustead Securities and then explain the advantages of having traders deposit U.S. shares on Upstream for secondary sale?
Will do. Thanks, Jonathan, again, for having us and hosting this webinar. And it's great to be here with Mark. As he noted, you know, we've known each other for 15, 20 years now, and we've admired his efforts to kind of pioneer many things in the capital markets, including Reg A Plus and digital offerings and those types of things. So it was super exciting for us when he reached out about Upstream and all the things they're doing there. So for Bausted, we're a FINRA member, SEC registered broker dealer. Our focus is primarily on raising capital for growth companies, both privately and publicly. Our typical client is a small cap growth company. For us, that's a company with a market cap of $1 billion or less. And the typical raise sizes are $1 million to $50 million, generally in the $5 to $20 million range. And we do all types of offerings. So we do private placements pursuant to Reg D, a Reg A Plus, and then we do public offerings, fully underwritten registered offerings. I think we've done 7 IPOs this year alone, three follow-on offerings and 1 SPAC. So we're still, in spite of the challenging marketplace, we're still very active in the markets this year and over the last 17 years since I founded the firm. And, you know, more importantly, I think the relationship with Upstream and why we're here today to talk about is we believe in what we call the financial circle of life. And that's to bring investors into companies privately and then have them exit publicly. And we found over the years that if you do that successfully for your investors, they keep coming back to invest in deals over and over and over again. And that's why we are kind of prolific in terms of the number of deals that we're able to do because of the investor base that we've cultivated, you know, over the history of the firm, you know, ascribing to that belief of the financial circle of life. More recently, you know, we've seen market forces that have come in that really have disrupted that. And where small cap companies in particular have been under extreme selling pressure from market participants that have nothing to really do with the company, their investors, or their capital markets plan. Nothing other than, you know, trying to effectuate a profit by trading. These are high frequency traders that use algorithms to do this. And it's been very disruptive to our clients. And that's what attracted us to Mark and his Upstream efforts, because for the first time, as Mark noted, with the exchange being on the blockchain, you have a very transparent exchange. And the one where market participants can only do certain things. And one thing they can't do is short stocks. And unfortunately for, you know, the traditional marketplaces, there's just a lot of ingrained market participants, very large ones that have abilities to do things that you would not be able to do on Upstream. So we recognize this is a long play. This is the beginning of it. But we're proud to be a supporter of Upstream by being an introducing broker for investors to it, so that, you know, ultimately they can be protected. And that comes back to what I said, you know, we believe in the financial circle of life, and you have to protect your investors, you know, against market forces that have nothing to do with the validity of the company or its value or the investors who invested in it.
Gotcha. So Mark, for an investor that's listening today, what would they need to do to be all set up to trade US securities on the Upstream platform?
So there's a couple things. So it's not only just investors, but as Keith mentioned, we're really focused on working with issuers as well. We're trying to level that playing field to allow issuers to have the ability to raise capital and trade in a market without predatory practices. Some to expand off what he was just saying, some of these market participants are doing things like naked short selling. So they're violating the rules where they're not able to efficiently or effectively borrow under what's called Reg SHO, the shares, and they're selling shares that they don't own. And when you have more sellers than buyers and sellers that are basically printing counterfeit shares, it causes downward pressure. So on the blockchain, we don't allow that because you have to be a long position and you have to actually have the cash. We settle what's called T0 or atomic, which means that it's instantaneous. It's not a T2 or trade plus 2 days in order to settle. So for our investors globally and even in the United States, investors are able to come in to any app store. We're on all the major app stores and download the app, which is called Upstream. You're going to go through a KYC process where it takes about 90 seconds or so in order to complete the application. And it's actually very sophisticated software. We use liveness detection. We use other things to counteract VPNs. And we do use your phone, basically, which becomes your wallet. And it's bio encrypted, which allows Face ID or your fingerprint in order to verify and make trades. What's nice is that when you're opening an account on Upstream, you're not only opening a stock account, but you're also opening a sub-bank account where it's for the benefit of, and this is important, and I just want to stress this, we are not a cryptocurrency platform. We are a stock exchange powered by the blockchain. When people think blockchain, unfortunately, they immediately think crypto or Bitcoin or FTX. We're not any of those things. We adopt all the regulatory filings of the primary market and allow investors to have informed decisions and use that information to make informed decisions. So investors will come into our app, they'll have access to all the regulatory filings in the primary market, and then they can make those decisions on whether it's an appropriate investment for them or not. But everything is self-directed. As I mentioned, there's no market makers. So investors have a clear order book, they can see best bid, best offer, and they can make the decisions that are important to them. All the accounts do have segregated accounts, which means that all the accounts are insured up to $250,000 with FDIC insurance. So if something was to happen to us, everybody has access to their accounts directly through the bank. The way it works now, as of today, Americans cannot transact, but with our relationship with Bausted and with what we're doing with Keith, over the next several weeks, we're going to have this available. Investors are able today to go and join a wait list directly at Bausted. And maybe you can put that up as a banner for everybody to see, but it's Bausted1828.com/upstream. So again, it's Bausted1828.com/upstream. You can sign up there and Bausted will be in touch with you when it's available for Americans to be able to come in. Basically, you're going to become a customer of their firm. You're going to download our app and they're going to give you an unlock code once this is available for you to be able to trade. And investors at that point will be able to buy and sell and make deposits. All the shares that trade on Upstream are the same shares that trade in their primary market. They're not new issue shares. So shares that trade on NASDAQ are going to be able to be then moved into our market directly through the transfer agent. And investors will be able to trade within our marketplace. And if they choose to move the shares back to NASDAQ, you go right onto the app, you hit withdrawal, and it's right back in NASDAQ for you to trade. So we act as an intermediary to allow those transactions to on both marketplaces.
Very cool. So Keith, I'm just curious, what other exciting things do you have planned for Bausted, you know, later this year, or maybe that's already in progress?
Yeah, we'll continue to, you know, serve the capital markets. We have a lot of really great growth companies that we'll bring to market over this year. I think we have 52 companies engaged in some form of registration or another. And, you know, we will bring as many of those to Upstream. We've introduced several already. We believe that that's an integral part of the capital markets development for these small companies. So we look forward to continuing to do that, you know, work on building out the platform to be able to introduce investors. Fortunately, we have some really good tech talent already, because of the crowdfunding platform that we had to be able to integrate that. So those are the types of things that we'll continue to do. Hopefully the markets will get a little bit better here. I think we'll get some clarity from the Fed as to what their plans are will help. I've been doing this a long time, as you can probably tell, market cycle. And this is just another one of a market cycle, a fairly long one at that, being, you know, down, but we should be coming out of it the other side, and there'll be a lot of great companies that we'll be introducing to the market, you know, as a result.
For sure. Mark, how do you think giving U.S. investors access to global markets with your platform could impact the future?
Well, I think blockchain as a whole is the future. I mean, we're seeing huge investment across the board, both in financial services as well as other marketplaces, the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ. All these major firms are investing in blockchain because it's immutable and transparent and really just levels the ability for information to be able to be moved in a compliant manner instantaneously. So I truly believe it's the future. What's great about Upstream is we're not just for US issuers, we're for global issuers. So we're an app, think of it as a global app for investors to be able to get access to issuers that trade in multiple markets around the world. By working with Balstead, US investors will be able to be introduced to our market to buy shares maybe on the are dual listed from the Malaysian Stock Exchange, from Euronext, from the Toronto, from Singapore, from all these other markets in the world, where now investors will be able to have transparency and be able to buy things that they were really not able to buy in before. If you think about cross-border liquidity, price discovery, it's great to be able to see international markets available to everyone. There's no longer a boundary line. We're able to see investors participate in all types of new types of capital formation and be able to get growth opportunities they weren't normally able to achieve. And now using one app, be able to come in and be able to then trade. And what's great about Upstream is we're a 20-hour a day marketplace, 5 days a week. So it gives truly everyone the ability to trade in multiple time zones and have that same access that people had only had here in the US, now globally. So I truly believe it's the future. And we're just at the beginning. If you think about where the NASDAQ was or the New York was, or even the OTC 15 years ago, we're just getting started.
Makes perfect sense to me. And with more and more of our listeners getting into the NFT scene, I have to ask, do you have any plans for NFTs in this partnership?
So Upstream not only executes security transactions, but we also utilize and work within the NFT marketplace. So we've come up with a lot of creative instruments within NFTs. There are certain NFTs that are absolutely deemed to be securities. These are fractionalized NFTs. Anything that touches the Howey test, pays a dividend, has royalty streams, those are offered by Prospectus to a global community. Unfortunately, those won't be available to US investors because securities in the US need to be registered and exempt. We might get creative with Balstead about doing some registered offerings in the future, but I don't think the SEC is quite there yet. But the NFTs that we deal with also are the non-securities NFTs. These are utility-based. They give pay-per-view events, ticketing, the availability to have VIP experiences. We work with colleges and universities for the new NCAA NIL rules. We just recently did a drop at Madison Square Garden with St. John's University. A lot of these have no economic value, but give the user or the buyer the ability to go and interact directly with the university or the alumni association, things of that nature. I truly believe that Web3 and NFTs are going to be the future of fan engagement, the future of advertising and merchandising, and being able to work with brands to build that engagement and community. Again, not securities. If the SEC does determine that they be securities, then we'll just shift and make them securities in our market and then limit who can buy and sell those. But for now, I think with Web3 and what we're seeing with NFTs, we're just getting started. The other thing that we've integrated, which is a really unique feature of Upstream, and this is something that we absolutely be working with Balstead on, is the idea of fan engagement. There are many companies that have great products, great services, great widgets, if you will, and the shareholders have bought the stock but have actually never tried the product. So we've come up with the concept of a shareholder reward or coupon, and it's not new and innovative. Berkshire Hathaway has been doing it for years. What's new and innovative is the way to do it on the blockchain, where we issue a coupon to all shareholders of record that would give you a free product sampling, a discount, or some type of other incentive in order to try the product, which ultimately, if you try it, you love it, you're going to see that you're going to want to buy it. Revenue increases, fundamentals increase, hopefully the stock price will increase. But on the same side, by having those coupons, they're only redeemable and claimable directly on Upstream. And that, again, allows for an orderly marketplace because all shareholders are entitled, whether you trade on Upstream or not. But you're now being able to transact using modern blockchain technology and using Web3 technology, which is fantastic for the issuer because the issuer can now finally connect to that shareholder and have them become a customer. So it's basically what Keith and I did in the Reg A world, where you're turning customers into shareholders and shareholders into customers. It's a win-win for everyone.
The whole thing is just absolutely brilliant. And I love how the recently announced partnership will give more investors the opportunity to experience a market where there is a transparent blockchain-powered order book. Removing unnecessary middlemen and preventing manipulative activities are both very important to improving our capital markets. I'm excited to see all the benefits this is going to bring.
Well, we appreciate you having us here, and we're excited to continue to develop new and innovative products and doing that in concert and in partnership with Bousted.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, yeah. Mark and Keith, for joining us.
Thanks, Jonathan. Look forward to maybe doing this again in 6 months or a year and telling you all the progress that we've made with Upstream.
I would absolutely love to do that. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Cryptocurrency Wire. Cryptocurrency Wire, CCW, is a crypto wire news and content distribution syndicate that provides access to a syndicate of wire services via InvestorWire to reach all target markets, industries, and demographics in the most effective manner possible. Cryptocurrency Wire is another brand under the Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed, as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.